It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's time for quarter number three, which is Ask Ross. And we have breaking news. DraftKings has launched an online sports book created by sports fans for sports fans, and it's now available in Pennsylvania. That's right. DraftKings, the leader in fantasy sports, has brought you their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. It's a legitimate sportsbook based right here in the United States, so you can be rest assured that your funds are totally secure. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use code KSN. When you sign up for a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Use the code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Your deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, Ross, we got some questions. What did I do something?
No, you guys we ended it with 1-800-GAMBLER, by the way.
1-800.
I know it's necessary. I just get a kick out of it.
So, all right, we got a lot of questions this week, Ross. Are you ready?
I am ready.
This one comes from David in Lancaster. Penn State struggled to get quarterback pressure against Minnesota, and it seemed part of the issue was quick throws on passing plays by their quarterback. What can a defense do to at least get a little disruptive pressure for those quick hitting passes against a quarterback like that?
Two things. Good question. Number one is blitz in the A gap. So you see it a lot in the NFL. Blitz your linebackers in the A gap to try to get immediate pressure now up the middle. And number two, your corners have to be more physical at the line of scrimmage to throw off the timing so that they can't throw those balls when they're that quickly. You have to disrupt the timing somehow.
Don't you think that when Ohio State plays Minnesota with their corners and their press man style, it's going to be a little bit of a different game because they will be able to kind of defend that a little bit better?
Oh, Penn State's corners and receivers, frankly, are not in Ohio State's league. Ohio State's corners are like 6'1", 210 monsters. They all play in the Army All-American Bowl, and they all look like they were in the NFL when they were in the Army All-American Bowl in high school. Akuda, Sean Wade. Look,
there's another guy, too, that's really good.
Yeah, they have better players.
Right.
They just do. They have better players. That doesn't mean Penn State can't win the game.
But that's the recipe.
But it means they have better players.
Slow this passing attack is you got to have talented corners who aren't going to give up the backside slant.
All right, this one comes from Andrew in San Marcos, California. Excuse me, Ross. What methods have you or any of the coaches or team captains that you played with or were part of to help that they use to help keep you locked in, focused, and prepared to play with urgency with any consistency? Likewise, what have you done to eliminate or manage outside noise? Do you think it's a coincidence that the first college football rankings come out, Penn State's number four, they get all that love, and then they put up a subpar performance? Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, coaches try so much, but the kids all hear it. I don't know, though, if that has any impact on what they did during the week, right? I mean, I think they all probably, hopefully, stuck with their same routine. The only issue there is if guys start to cut corners a little bit. It was an 11 o'clock game in Minnesota on the road. You know, it's tough to win on the road. It's tough to win. It was the biggest game in Minnesota in decades. So, I don't know. I mean, I think that stuff's overblown a little bit. You'll see from a week-to-week basis that it's hard to be undefeated in college football. It's hard to beat good teams on the road. It actually makes it more impressive what Penn State did against Iowa and Michigan State, in my mind.
Okay, this one comes from Lou in Wilkes-Barre. He says, Ross, on a scale of 1 to 10, how serious are the problems in the secondary? The concerning trend is teams find a way to pick apart the Penn State secondary. Is this because of the zone defense? Should they be making adjustments sooner? Is this just an inherent talent problem, or is there something scheme-wise that they can do? Thanks, and appreciate you guys.
1 to 10, I would say it's a 5. I think that their corners are fine, but it's all a matter of perspective and expectations. I think their corners are fine. I think John Reed's a good player. I think Tariq Castro-Fields is a good player. I don't think either one of them is as good as I thought or hoped they would be at this point. Is this John's fifth year?
Correct, yes.
I kind of thought he would make more plays at the catch point than he is. It felt like early in his career,
16,
he had more interceptions and more plays at the catch point. Castro Fields looks like the guys from Ohio State and Alabama. He doesn't quite play like them, which is a whole other conversation because he's got that ability, but just there's something not quite. You know, I almost wonder with Castro Fields, would he start for Alabama? Would he be really good? Right. Has he been coached as well at Penn State as he would be at Alabama? I don't know that. But they're a 5. I mean, they're fine. They're two of the top. I mean, they're top 5 corner duo in the Big Ten probably. They're just not elite. They're just not really good. They're fine. Right. They're good.
All right, you're listening to Quarter Number 3, Ask Ross from the Labatt Blue Studio. And don't forget, the listener Dean with the number one question this week will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get some sauces and rubs. Bob.
And I would just add, just to complete that conversation, I think you know now why Penn State's defensive coaches and James were so fascinated and intrigued by Joey Porter Jr., who maybe a lot of other schools weren't as enamored with, but they look at him and his body type, and they talk about him in practice with the long arms.
Right.
And they see a lot of positive traits that if they can develop him, I think that's the kind of corner, I think, with his measurables that could really kind of help them in games like this.
All right, this question comes from John in Rising Sun, Maryland. He said, I see elite teams in college football like Ohio State, Bama, and Clemson. Better throw in LSU there. They live off pick plays, but it's hardly ever called on those teams. In reference to the Daniel George offensive pass interference, do some teams just get the benefit of the doubt? I mean, he shouldn't be put himself in that position, but I just can't believe that back judge would call that at that point in the game. What are your thoughts, Ross?
I don't think that those teams get the benefit of the doubt. I think that is an inherent bias by the person asking the question.
Gotcha.
And I think he said it exactly right when he said Daniel George should not have put himself in that position.
That's the thing right there.
You know what you do? You know what you're taught as a player? One of the other questions is what are you taught as a player? You are taught to leave no doubt and to not let the officials dictate the game or put them in a position where they can even call that.
Right.
He didn't need to do that. It's his fault, and it's his coach's fault for not coaching him up better. He didn't need to do that, and I didn't think it was that bad of a call.
I didn't think it was a bad call either.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I think it was a good call, but I didn't think it was a bad call.
You know what was a bad call? Letting Penn State score a touchdown 2 seconds after a delay game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a blatant delay game. There's no gray area there. So I would recommend to Penn State fans, don't say anything about officiating. Be like, count your lucky stars that they let the Journey Brown touchdown stand.
Shaka Tony.
It was a shame that, because that angle route to Journey Brown, that was a great call and a great throw by Clifford with the game on the line. And they're looking at a really favorable situation there. I that was unfortunate because that was a really well-executed play, other than, obviously, Daniel George.
Right, right. All right, this question comes from Steve in Huntington Valley. Etor Gross-Matos has 5.5 sacks this year, but hasn't had any since the Purdue game over a month ago. He has only 2 sacks since the Buffalo game. Is this because teams are scheming against him, or is he having a down year? How does his lack of productivity impact the secondary, and will we see him back next year, or is he definitely going to the NFL?
I think he's definitely going to the NFL, and I think, you know, I don't know. I don't know why he was suspended or whatever over the summer. I don't know what he's got going on. I'll say this, too. It's not real good if you're Penn State And Etor Gross-Matos is suspended for something over the summer. And Micah Parsons misses the first series
for a disciplinary...
Behavior modification.
Look, that's their two most talented guys on defense, okay? And you might sit here and say, well, boys will be boys, no big deal. No, no, no. Your best players are the guys that dictate things. And so I wonder, what else are those guys doing that maybe is cutting corners or not doing things the right way, and the impact that that has on the rest of the team? I think it's not good. Etor has not really improved from last year in my mind. He hasn't taken the step that people thought he would. I think he probably will struggle to get into the first round now. You know, they don't like you. You got to produce, man.
Right.
There's a lot of good kids out there. There's like 10 first round wide receivers that are outrageously good. You know, we talked about the corners earlier. They needed Etor to at least be close to Chase Young. He's not even close.
Yeah. Right.
They're not even debatable.
Yeah. Physically, it does not look like he had another year in the Penn State program, if you know what I mean. He still looks like a long, lanky athlete that is quick. He doesn't look like he got stronger.
All right. James from Midland asks, what does it take for a team to turn a loss like the Minnesota game into something that is not a detriment to your entire season? What would be the couple things you would do, Ross, as a member of the coaching staff to help this team through this week to get ready for Indiana?
Well, the big thing is just make it clear that a lot of the issues in the Minnesota game were self-inflicted. You know, they didn't get beat. And they did get beat. Minnesota deserves a lot of credit, but they really hurt themselves with the penalties, the drops, the turnovers. I mean, you could easily show the tape and be like, guys, if we play the way we can, we beat that team by two touchdowns. The bigger thing we didn't really talk about yet is all of their big goals are still there.
Right.
You know, like winning the Big Ten East, winning the Big Ten Championship, going to the college. It's also all the Minnesota game did really is hurt the bowl that Penn State goes to. If they lose to Ohio State like they probably will, it just hurts the bowl that Penn State goes to. You know, but their big goals are all still there. The winner's the first question. How do you get pressure on a quick passing game? I thought that was a good question.
All right, David from Lancaster, 409 Tailgate Club. Gift box is coming your way. That'll do it for quarter three. Stick around. Indiana Penn State preview coming up. You're not going to want to miss it.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.